According to a recent audit from State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office, Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration needs to do a better job monitoring the hundreds of millions of dollars he has directed to high-tech economic development projects, including money the state has invested into the controversial Buffalo Billion. To break down this review, which covers 2013 to 2019, we're joined once again by Jim Heaney, editor of Investigative Post, a nonprofit news outlet based out of Western New York, which you can find online at investigativepost.org. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
So for starters, can you talk a little bit about some of the projects that were scrutinized by the comptroller's auditors?
Well, it was a range of high-tech projects across upstate, but there was a particular focus on Western New York in the Buffalo Billion, and in particular the Tesla plant in South Buffalo, which was built and equipped with more than $900 million in state taxpayer funds. So they basically looked at what the state did to evaluate before handing out the money, what they did to evaluate once the money was spent to see what they got, and just how good of a job the state was in being transparent during the process about what was going on. So it was kind of a soup-to-nuts review.
And what does the comptroller's office have to say about the state's oversight of all this money?
Very poor. And it comes as no surprise. We've been covering the Buffalo Billion since the start. Our reporting actually broke the scandal initially back in 2014 that led to the indictments and convictions of Elaine Carlieros and some others on bid rigging charges. What they found was that for most of these projects, the state did not do any kind of real in-depth cost-benefit analysis, really analysis of any sort, to figure out what kind of return on investment they would get if they put the money into the project and the project panned out. So money was kind of doled out willy-nilly, which isn't surprising to me because I, in covering the Buffalo Billion over the years, it's never struck me as really being about economic development. It's about generating positive press for the governor that he could give the appearance that he was doing something to help the Western New York economy. But it was always about the headlines, first and foremost. The state did very little follow-up to try and maximize the spinoff development from, say, the Tesla plant. You go down to that plant now, and it's still vacant fields across the street. It's all about the headlines, all about the headlines. So the first finding was no real analysis beforehand. The second finding was no real analysis after the fact either. Okay, we spent the money. What did we get for it? And then the third and least surprising part of the audit findings were that the state has not been transparent at all with the public or the press when it comes to providing details of the project as they progress. And I can tell you, I've been a reporter for close to 40 years, and I've never dealt with a less transparent group of people than Empire State Development and the Fort Schuyler Management Corporation. They have fought, and it's not just me, it's the press in general, much like the Cuomo administration. They don't grant interviews. They drag their feet on fulfilling Freedom of Information requests. They really don't want the public knowing what's going on. They like the press conference to announce the project. They like the press conference to cover the groundbreaking and then the ribbon cutting. They've been extremely, and it's not just Tesla project. We published a story back in February about the IBM data hub in downtown Buffalo, which has been a complete bust. No data, no records, no interviews, just a complete stonewalling.
So how much of this audit is new information then, and how much is information that reporters on this beat, like yourself, already suspected or even knew?
There's a lot of new information. There's much greater detail. I mean, speaking for myself, I knew about the lack of transparency. I was painfully aware of the lack of transparency. The fact that there was no serious effort to analyze these projects before or after the fact, That was an assumption of mine because, again, these were political projects. These weren't really economic development projects. You wouldn't, if you were really going to, if you were serious about spending $1 billion in Buffalo to help revitalize the economy, you would not be spending 900 and some odd million on a plant to create jobs that aren't paying much more than the minimum wage. I mean, it's just very poor economic development theory, so to speak.
We're talking about an audit of the state's economic development spending oversight with Jim Heaney, editor of the Investigative Post, a nonprofit news outlet based in Western New York. And I thought the one area that was particularly interesting that you sort of highlighted was the return on the investment in terms of what the state was supposed to generate for every $1. And I think you had it's supposed to be, I think, $30 of benefit for every $1. And the ROI was actually, for the Tesla project, about 54 cents for every $1 public money. How does the state defend that? Do they have some sort of spin or some sort of calculation that makes that all okay?
Well, in their response, they claim that the comptroller's use of that number was incomplete because there were other benefits of Tesla, Tesla being here, that were not factored in. And you know, my take on that was maybe not, but triple it. You're up to a buck and a half.
Yeah.
And the other thing is just looking. I mean, the numbers I've crunched over time. The last time I crunched numbers, and it was a couple of years ago, the job creation at the plant itself was going to cost over $500,000 per job. That's just a ludicrous amount of money to pay for any job, much less jobs that, last time I checked, a lot of them were paying in the neighborhood of $16 an hour. It just doesn't make sense. But again, at the time the project was announced, you're going to bring Elon Musk to town, you know, solar panel manufacturing, green energy. It was a real feel-good type project. But, you know, as it turns out, you know, Musk's company at the time, SolarCity, was in terrible financial shape, has always been in terrible financial shape, wound up being absorbed by Tesla. And the solar market has, or at least Tesla's share of the solar market, has significantly shrunk since the takeover. So they put a lot of money into a financially shaky company in an industry that's very volatile. It was a very, very risky investment, and it just has not panned out.
What about the high-tech sector overall? Is there any indication that maybe the state's investment is leading to growth in this industry more generally?
Actually, that was another really interesting finding in the comptroller's audit. The high-tech sector, be it advanced manufacturing or life sciences, there's actually been upstate, well, statewide, but there's been shrinkage in the high-tech sector in the last 6 or 7 years. Which is really striking because you've got the state pouring all this money in the projects that are supposed to be growing the tech sector, and the tech sector has actually shrunk a little bit. I mean, it's a really bad look. It's a really bad look. And it just shows just how flawed the governor's strategy has been really up statewide since he took office.
During the audit, the period at which it covers, Empire State Development took control of economic development projects previously overseen by SUNY Polytechnic Institute, a public university based in Albany, which had been run by Elaine Calieros until he was brought down by corruption charges. Is there any indication from the audit about how SUNY Poly's oversight compared to Empire State Development, or were they pretty much taking the same sort of approach?
I think the oversight has improved. ESD always had oversight, and they tried to play down in the audit, their response to the audit, they tried to play down how much oversight they had. At the end of the day, it was ESD that awarded the money that SUNY Poly spent, and ESD had oversight over the projects. They just were not very diligent in exercising their oversight powers. Now that they have more direct oversight, you know, I've been told anecdotally by folks that that they have buttoned down some aspects of their oversight, but I kind of go back, and maybe it's the reporter in me, but I go back to the lack of transparency, which continues to be a problem, and which to me raises, you know, real questions about just how serious ESD is about running a clean operation. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, this is really a Cuomo administration operation. The governor controls ESD. The governor controls the SUNY Poly development corporations that were used to execute these projects. So this really goes back to the governor and the governor's senior staff. And this is an administration that simply does not believe in transparency, does not believe in serious analysis, that uses economic development programs for political ends, not economic development ends. And you just have to look at the audit. I mean, we've spent $2.2 billion in technology projects, and the sector has shrunk. I mean, there's no way to avoid coming to the conclusion that the governor's spending has been a failure.
So with the 5 seconds we have left, Jim, yes or no, do you think this audit's going to prompt a major culture change over Empire State Development?
No, nothing will change as long as Cuomo is in office, because this is the way Cuomo does business. Unless the governor changes, the agencies he controls will not change.
We've been speaking with Jim Heaney, editor of Investigative Post, a nonprofit news outlet based out of Western New York, which you can find at investigativepost.org. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.